The Osgood Files, sponsored by Lexington Inns and Hotels. Whether you're traveling for business or leisure, choose Lexington Inns and Hotels for exceptional service, great rates, and a personal touch. Visit LexingtonHotels.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You know what e-cigarettes are, right? They're those battery-powered cigarettes that vaporize a nicotine solution instead of burning tobacco. So you get the nicotine without the tar, which would seem to be safer, maybe even a good way to quit. But the American Heart Association has something to say about that, which you'll hear after this from Charlie. The American Heart Association doesn't buy the idea that e-cigarettes can help you quit smoking. Cardiologist Dr. Elliot Antman, president of the Heart Association, will only say he might be willing to discuss e-cigarettes as a way for smokers to stop if absolutely everything else has failed.
They should set a quit date for electronic cigarette use. The end goal of all of this is to be completely tobacco-free, not to simply add a second form of a tobacco product.
What he's really calling for is regulations, now.
Calling for electronic cigarettes to be covered by smoke-free laws and calling for a cessation on marketing these products to the youth of our nation.
The manufacturers claim they do not market to the youth of our nation, although I might note that among the 7,000 available flavors are chocolate, bubblegum, and gummy bear. And far from being a substitute for tobacco, Dr. Antman says e-cigarettes are more like a starter kit.
Individuals who use electronic cigarettes are more likely to actually engage in a pattern that's called dual use, where they use not only electronic cigarettes, but conventional cigarettes as well.
And even though they're smokeless, there's no getting around what they're designed to do, deliver nicotine.
Nicotine is a dangerous and highly addictive chemical, no matter what form it takes.
Even if it's flavored like gummy bears. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.